DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Price.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
The views expressed on this week's episode are solely those of the individuals and not those of Not Another Podcast and its affiliates. Also remember that you turned into this shit show. And the three wastes of space that run this abomination have the collective IQ of Donald Trump's hairpiece. So really, if you want to get offended listening to this garbage, it's really your own damn fault. For God's sake, go read a book or something. Thank you for listening.
Well, that fucking blows.
Not another podcast.
Technical difficulty.
Fuck. Okay, so here's the deal. You're about to listen to what was one of our best shows ever, in our opinion.
Fucking hands down.
And we lost about 45 minutes.
Thanks, Bryce.
This is actually about half an hour.
Thanks, Bryce.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So this is
fucks given. I live in this world where there's no fucks at all around me right now.
This is going to pick up where things got a little bit more serious. We promise we'll bring
back at least the best
story Jim has ever told in his life next week.
Mm-hmm. If we it'll can be a tribute.
A tribute to Jim's story. It won't be the story, but it'll be similar.
Yeah.
Unlike Tenacious D.
As my agent, will I be allowed to talk about it? Or?
No. Keep that then shit under wraps.
Next episode, nothing.
You get nothing.
And we will also bring part two of this.
Yes, we will
episode.
Pick up where this episode leaves off. So until next week, thanks for listening.
See ya.
So you understand like why this phone call was so important for me to bring to the show. James told me on the way over here that you had something else that you wanted to fucking bring
Bryce
to the table.
Bryce has had a topic brewing for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
You want to set up the backstory of how we're coming to this topic?
I don't think there really is a backstory.
There's going to be some angry people who make it this far. So, tell you what. If you're easily offended, shut the show off now.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys have a good night. I'm just going to wait outside.
No,
you sit back down!
Sorry.
You don't get to take those shackles off yet.
My client, Big Jim, will sit right there.
I guess I will, yeah.
You're under contract.
You don't get to leave. I own you.
You signed it in your blood. You weren't conscious at the time.
But James kind of alluded to what it is, but he wouldn't specify. And yeah, I'm intrigued.
On the show,
so
we've talked about this subject a number of times. Yeah. And basically it comes
sodomy?
Down to
drunk
yes,
dads?
Yes.
Yes. Everything.
Bryce took this a little bit further and actually did research.
Okay.
We've not really talked out of our asses, but we've alluded to some things. I mean, we normally
there's
talk
a lot
out
of
our
ass
asses,
talking here,
but we've talked about this subject a number of times, and it always gets us angry.
Yeah.
And I think today we're going to explore it. We're going to try and explore
our
it.
Anger.
Yes.
Explore our anger. Let's explore our anger.
We're gonna hug it out, bitch.
Wait, are you guys voting for Trump? Is that what this whole thing is about? Like, yeah, I should.
How dare you?
As your client, I should
vote for his hairpiece.
A write-in vote.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
I don't.
Yes, we need everybody to write in Trump's hairpiece.
Making
president.
America hairy again is our goal.
Making America a little bit more self-confident by putting a rug in the White House.
Cousin it.
I'm not voting for the whole guy, just the hair.
Just the hair.
So, anyway, I apologize.
His foreign policy is
so
much
Bryce,
better
please.
Than the actual person.
Bryce told me a few weeks ago that he was listening to a new podcast.
I've been listening to it for a while.
What the fuck? Like, not our podcast?
Dude, would you
I mean,
listen to this
wait,
show?
Another?
You didn't
wait,
put a ring
wait,
on it.
Wait, not
so
another podcast.
If you like it, you should have put a ring on it.
Hey.
Motherfucker, I begged to be on this goddamn show.
I don't know
I had to
why.
Fucking, I had to put I had to have your balls in my mouth to get my name on the fucking intro.
Bill. Speaking of which, you've been slacking off a bit.
Well, your balls taste funny. Anyway, Bryce, sorry. So you've been listening to...
So tell us about this podcast you've been listening to.
So I've actually been listening to a couple, but the one of the main ones I listen to is called Cognitive Dissonance. And they're a kind of a political, religious, anti-religion show.
Okay.
They're done by a couple atheists.
Atheists? Yes. Okay.
So they'll bring up news stories like we have done, and they'll talk about them and they'll
just
bash
shit
them
all over them like we do.
Exactly. It's a phenomenal show.
What's the name of the podcast again?
Dissidents, or Cognitive Dissidents.
Cognitive Dissidents.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Cognitive Dissidents Cogdis, guys.
Yeah, glory holes, motherfucker. Their studio is called Glory Hole.
Are you serious?
Yes. They actually have welcome mats too.
Wait, but do they have knee pads? Do they have knee pads?
Oh my god, I need to send that to them.
Send them, please.
Cognitive
please.
Dissidents knee pads.
It's not just
for the glory hole.
I already know I'm welcome.
Yeah.
Just let me know that I'm appreciated for my efforts. If I'm going to be receiving your podcast through your hole, I need to know that my knees are appreciated, please.
They're taken care of.
It's just, again, a quiet reference, fucking hilarious. So, okay, you've been listening to this podcast,
and it's got me thinking a lot more about religion.
Okay.
And I was curious to hear everybody's opinion on whether they believe or don't believe and why.
James?
Okay, I would be happy to go first. I consider myself...
Would you? Yes. Would you really?
I consider myself a spiritual person.
Okay.
I believe in a higher power. What that higher power is, who's to say? I
like,
don't like
Cheech and Chong? Like the...
My client Big Jim is going to get smacked again.
It's fine, bro. I'm fucking... I can't even feel things right now.
I will smack the stone right out of you.
Okay, so you're a spiritualist, not necessarily a religionist.
I don't like the idea of religion.
Okay.
I think religion is
organized
just,
religion.
Yeah.
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 I think religion... I kind of follow the George Carlin way of thinking in that...
Good man.
Religion is just a way to control people's minds.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
I would prefer... And more I'm getting to this point, and you may have seen some of my things on Facebook regarding this. I think people, especially in this day and age where information is so readily available, I think people need to educate themselves. I think they need to do the research. When they see a meme or something that they may agree with, find out if it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't just immediately either share it and or put some bullshit coming out there and show just how ignorant you are. Yeah.
Just because you agree with it doesn't mean that it's true.
Because there's a thing called irony, and when you show just how ignorant you are proving just how awesome that irony is.
Well, and I think more and more we're kind of repeating history here because...
Wait, what?
And it's really bad because Hitler came to power the same way that
Donald
Trump is.
No. Yeah. First of all, Hitler had
Germany
a shitty
voted
tan.
Foreign.
Hitler had a shitty tan. Okay, and a full head of actual hair. Point
that
the first
thing on
and
his
the second.
Lip may have been fake though. So what? So maybe it's one fake piece of hair that makes the genocidal maniac.
I see where you're coming from though.
I think
yeah.
the same thing needs to go with religion. I think it's a good idea. I think if you need that sort of sense of community going to church might not be a bad thing, but also understand that the things that they're teaching you aren't necessarily the word of God. I think people,
and that's one of my biggest issues, is people that say that the Bible is the word of God, but yet they pick and choose what they follow. All the stuff, the Genesis stuff is to Revelation.
They had some good albums early on. Genesis. Fucking! I'm sorry. You're talking about the. I got you. Okay.
Did they tour with Trooper?
They Trooper raised wishes. No. They raised a lot of hell. Genesis
raised no hell. There was no hell to be raised.
You know why?
Wow. Just
because
fucking,
they had no jacket.
I think Bryce is God because he just shut me the fuck down.
with a face.
Simply. Really, bro? Really?
Yeah.
Bryce and I have talked about this a bunch. People will choose phrases out of the Bible that fit their argument without taking into consideration the whole
entirety
context.
Of, yeah, exactly.
On top of it,
whatever fits their personal views.
Because if you read the Bible, you can't wear different fabrics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They must be of one type.
And
so most Christians should be stoned to death because they're wearing two different types of fabrics.
The Bible is really anti-woman. Any woman who follows
they
the Bible
hate women.
Really needs to be educated.
They are subservient to men. Yeah.
Yes,
that's
what
they say. Yeah. And it's very misogynistic.
If you have your period, you should live outside of the house.
Yeah, because you're unclean. And the same thing with the Quran. It's not just Christianity. It's all of this.
A lot of religions are.
Yeah.
But you understand, too, that these religions were born in a time where women were subservient to men.
I went to Catholic.
And the Bible was written
and that's
by
why,
men.
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to get your opinion because you went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
You grew up very in a fairly Catholic.
Fairly Catholic?
Fairly Catholic.
Well, my mom was a nun.
Loosely Catholic.
Like seriously, no. It was like all Catholic. It was like capital Catholic.
So you were. So it was Immaculate Conception. So you are the second coming of Jesus?
Yeah, and I'm not doing a really good job, bros. Okay, just so you know.
Totally.
Or you say Jesus Christ? Yeah, just call me Jim. I'm a lot cooler than around,
I'm
bros.
Jimus.
Hey. No, like
Jimus.
I feel like if Jesus opened like a fast food restaurant, I'm the Grimace character. I'm the Jimus. I'm like all purple
he
and just like fat.
Though.
I eat all the food like all the time. My whole thing is even in elementary school, as mistreated as I was, and I could spend the next every day until now when I leave to go back to Pennsylvania, and talk about how much abuse I was subjected to under the name of Jesus Christ and a Catholic education.
Exactly.
And yet somehow
they believe in beating their kids.
Well, not from the family. But from the school.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's a part of the religion.
Yeah.
And there's a book, I think it's called Training Up a Child, and it's basically a guide.
Are you serious? It's an actual book?
It's a guide. I think it's called Training Up a Child, and it's basically how to beat your child for religion.
How to properly beat
your child. Exactly. I shit you not.
The book on tape is narrated by Denzel Washington.
I thought it was going to be Morgan Freeman because he narrated.
Well, no. He's more passive. Denzel can fucking punch some shit in there.
He'll get in there.
But no, you know, based on the whole thing about how the Bible is so fucking male-centric, male-centric, the problem that I had, fucking like fourth, fifth grade, I'm just like, why can't women be priests?
Equal. Why can't they?
Why
be
can't
equal?
They be priests?
Yeah.
If I got to go to school and like the men,
I'm glad
are,
you
men
questioned
priests,
it that young.
The nuns are just
There's so many people that don't question it because that's how they're raised, and it's saddening to not have them have that. Option.
How much time do we have? Because I can go off on this shit for fucking days. My first fucking college paper that I wrote actually to go to college. Fuck you, my agent, James. I went to college. My first paper that I wrote was comparing Catholic education to brainwashing. Dress the same way. Believe the same way. Get slapped the same way. Dude, for real? Take the fucking rings
He's
off.
He's not
I read
your
the book.
Wife, all right? You can't.
I read the book,
my lips
Training Your Child.
My lip's bleeding. My lip's bleeding.
Called Training Up a Child.
I read that book.
Do you have one of those septic pencils that sort of stop? Okay, good. Yeah, just... It's
got
whenever,
some super glee.
I'll give it to him.
Here. No, I'm a pencil. My whole thing was the fact that you believe in God, the creator, the grand spirit that lives, the white guy that lives in a cloud with a beard and a robe, that lives in a cloud above you, sees all that you do, knows when you do wrong, knows when you do right. If you're going to call somebody the creator, it has to be a fucking woman. Why? Because life comes from a fucking woman. Point, fucking, set, match.
So where do you fall on the scale?
I'm voting for Trump in this. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I don't care. No one hurt.
Are you religious? Are you agnostic? Are you spiritual? Where do you think that you fall in this category?
This is, again, I don't know if this is going to feed or support.
He's a Buddhist.
I believe
in spaghetti monster.
I believe in Whoppers.
The flying spaghetti monster.
Big Macs.
Is a legitimate religion now.
I believe in Jumbo Jacks. I believe. Yeah. No.
He worships at the foot of Jack in the Box, and
it's actually Jesus in the Box. If I mean, no. My whole thing is
in Mexico.
This is gonna support or you know, sort of dissipate my whole statement, but I was on the bus one day going to work. I was working in a porn store. Yeah. And a lot of my family...
And
that
you saw
were
Jesus
super,
on a piece of toast. Close.
It was a
burrito. It was a G-string.
It was a falafel. So I don't know if maybe that's more or less...
So it was Jewish
ethnic.
God?
Can we... discuss first of all.
I got a thing.
Let's let him finish.
Bro.
Well,
I would like to know
as
where...
your clients. I need to say some things. Hold on. So I'm on the bus.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Thank you. Thank you, Bryce. Thank you. Maybe you should listen to the sniper, unless you want to be his
listen,
victim.
Baby hands.
Better than
first
baby
of all,
hand.
Babies don't have fingers this sausagey. It boils down to this. I was on a bus. I was heading to work at a porn store. I got a lot of family that are super fucking uber religious, like fucking like off the charts. You know, they believe that if you believed in same-sex marriage, it means, like, you know, it's the same as saying, like, well, I can marry my dog or marry my car or marry some fucking inanimate object.
That's
and that made my head fucking just split in half.
Exactly.
I'm just like, if you find someone that makes
you
happy. You
love someone. It doesn't matter.
Of a consenting age.
Yes.
It is able to make the conscious decision to spend your life with them. Who the fuck are you to say that they can't be the fucking
Your magic sky man
together?
Gives a shit? Who fucking cares? He will take care of it if there is a God. He will fucking take care of it in that goal
in
line. He's not letting him
because
through.
Because you know why? God has a plan.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, God.
Do you want to... Wow. Bryce just walked... Come on, Bryce. I know... If he quotes Nickelback, I will put my dick in his mouth to shut him the fuck up.
Hey, Jim.
It comes out.
Look at this photograph.
What the fuck is on his head? What is on his head? And why is his eyes red? I don't understand this shit. But no, so I working in a porn store, I had family members that were, you know, basically passive aggressively kind of like trying to, so why do you work there? Why is this your only source of income? This sort of thing. I'm just like, well, if it bothers you that much about how I spend my time or where I get my income from,
then don't
question worry. For a second.
Yeah.
That book that you have like in every room of your house and I can steal from any hotel that I stay in.
Most of the time those are
who
free.
The fuck borrow. Who did Jesus spend his time with?
Yeah.
Was it like the Christians? Was it like the happy go lucky guys that you are? No. Prostitutes, tax collectors, shitty fucking people for the most part.
Donald Trump.
That's what I'm doing. That's where I spend my time. Does that mean that I'm any less?
Jesus.
Dude, I was going to save that shit for the fucking end. And you fucking... Spoilers, bro. No, it boils down to the fact that I was on a bus after dealing with that whole thing. You know, I don't judge fucking anybody. If you can find somebody that you're not taking advantage of or harming in any kind of way, and they can be happy...
People, two adults.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope, though. Because, I mean, there's that whole, like, you know, well... You can say a brother and sister, they're of consenting age, and they want to be with each other. But at that point, you're dealing with, like, genetic fucking anomalies.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, within...
Yeah, but
within,
isn't that on them?
Within social bounds. I mean...
Based on the websites that I've gone to, and I've gone to a lot, don't get me wrong. They're amazing, by the way. But it boils down to, like, you asked me, like, do I believe in something? I was on a bus heading to work at a porn store one day, and the... epiphany happened, and it's the same epiphany that was featured in the movie City Slickers, where in what's his name, Salty or fucking Scraggy, what the fuck is that, the
Scraggy Ruby Doo,
yeah,
I know where Scraggy's coming from.
The cowboy looks
was really, it in his tomb
the you know what it was, god damn it, Scraggy's tomb. Welcome to... No, Jack Palance. His character...
Curly.
Yes, thank you. Curly's Tomb was not a good song by Sabotage by any means.
Welcome
but
to
it boils
Curly's
down,
Tomb.
When Curly looks at Billy Crystal and he says the meaning of life is this, and he holds up one finger, I got that when I was on a bus going to the porn store. And what it means to me personally, I'm not saying like this is how it is for the universe. I'm not saying like I'm the voice that needs to be spoken for everybody. Because you know what? If there is a God and he gives you the choice and he gives you the right to life, then figure it the fuck out for yourself. Don't buy into somebody else's bullshit. Don't buy into somebody else that wrote a fucking book centuries the fuck ago. Yeah. And like, well, this is how it's supposed to be because so-and-so. Is there an author for the Bible? No, there isn't. No, there's not. There's 15 people that wrote into that whole thing, part of which was stolen from, guess who? The Jews that wrote the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, what does it say? Well, it says that Jesus was going to come to earth and suffer for all our sins and die for that whole thing. So for all the things that say where you can't wear clothing with two fibers in it, or have sex with another man or a woman, or have sex, you know, or basically live your life in a way that's outside that whole thing. When Jesus died, he forgave all of that shit.
Yeah.
Not from just then on back, but from then to all times.
Yeah.
So why the fuck does it matter? If it comes down to me, I believe in the fact that you, Bryce, and you, James, and myself, and all these dogs that are here, they're completely fucking bored by this goddamn... We put four dogs to sleep by our fucking yakking. It boils down to the simple fact that we're meat, and we are meat with energy. And what energy makes up Bryce is different from what energy makes up James, what energy makes up myself. When your meat fails, you will... You know, your meat
take
will go.
Take Viagra.
Your meat will go into the well.
When it goes flaccid.
Oh, God, if only. I've been plugging so many pills in my dick hole. I still can't get hard.
Take them.
Can't get hard. God
damn it. They
don't
go in your dick hole, Jim.
Wait, what? Yeah, as my agent, you're contractually obligated to tell me where these pills are supposed to go.
Well, I was shooting for a court case.
I figured if I shoved enough in there, it'd stay rigid. It's like a leaning tower of disappointment. Which is just
there's
outside
the show
of Italy.
Name right there.
There it is, right there.
Leaning Tower of Disappointment.
Leaning Tower of Disappointment.
But to be serious, it boils down to the simple fact that when I'm gone, my meat is going to go in the ground, and all the fibers and everything else that make me up will be, you know, assumed into the ground. But my energy, what made me Jim, is unique. And as your screensaver is a smoking lightsaber, and you see like the you see how the smoke kind of like, you know, snakes
walks
up
away.
There. Yeah, that's how I see life. I see how I see energy and existence as a whole. When we met as friends, it felt not just like, you know, we're just random strangers that came together and kind of liked each other and started to hang out. It was meant to kind of be. You've met people in your life. You've had experiences where, like, you know what? I didn't just meet you for the first fucking time. We've known each other before in some other capacity. I'm not saying, like, reincarnation is a thing or whatever, but I'm saying that energy is something that has been scientifically proven that cannot be destroyed. It can only be reformed in some other manufacturer. And once this meat goes away, that energy is going to have to go someplace else. Hopefully I can see, you know... Sorry, I'm going to get real. Some family that I'd like to see again. And if I can't, then whatever. But my impact on those around me and the fact that I've met so many people in this version, this meat of me, is a good, also,
meat,
good band
suit.
Name, by the way.
This meat suit.
Is something where... you can't deny that. You know when you meet somebody, like, you know, this is not the first go-around that we've had. There's got to be some kind of shit. When it's like that instant and that, like, legit shit, it's there. So, long story short, voting for Trump. I mean, I'm sorry, Bernie Sanders. I mean, Dennis Pitzenberger. Can we have him back?
I'm voting for Trump's hairpiece.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get all like weird and philosophical and shit.
No,
but like,
that's the whole thing I wanted to bring up. I wanted us to have
and
this
you brought
discussion.
Up
hey, wait, you sat through my bullshit fucking story about like bullshit a Kindle. Call me up. Fuck, man. If I had known.
Dude, we do whatever here. I don't fucking care.
You've been on the show how long?
He's got a gun, dude. Just listen to what the fuck he is. Jim, as my agent, you have to listen to him.
You brought up an interesting point, and I want to ask you, Bryce. When was your, like, epiphany moment in regards to this? When did you.
When
like,
he got the mohawk?
You're
a few days
get
ago.
Shot and I'm just going to walk.
About almost
see,
a week ago.
His first laugh was like, I'm going to kill you. Like, that's what it was when that laugh settled. Dude, like, I am going to die. I'm not going to hear the bullet that hits me. I'm just going to, like, you know, I was walking and then all of a sudden I fell over and then my meat failed. And then Bryce.
But your energy went
Bryce,
on.
Bryce put my energy someplace else.
I captured
forcefully,
it.
But no,
forcefully
no.
Removed your energy from your meat suit.
Do not fuck with the man's hair. But no, yeah. So when was your epiphany moment? Did you have one or?
I didn't grow up in a very religious family, okay. So I didn't have that pressure put on me of having to go to church and all that stuff. I've gone maybe twice total.
So what kind of church, if you don't mind me asking?
Christian, I think. I think it was just a regular.
So boring ass Catholic, Hallelujah. Stand,
yeah,
sit,
probably
kneel,
something like
stand,
that.
Sit,
I was fairly young when I went, so I don't remember it.
Here's
very
a little
well,
piece of bread and some wine. Now go the fuck home. It's been an hour of your life.
The body of Christ. You mean this fucking cracker?
You mean so basically?
Jesus was salty.
Not to cut you off, but
very
like,
drunk.
Seriously, are these Jesus scabs that we're eating?
that's what the whole symbolism is. It's the body,
yeah,
and blood of Christ.
He was the first zombie.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
Was, he died.
Easter is Zombie Day. Zombie Jesus
Thank
Day.
Thank you, Bryce.
And it pisses a lot of people off.
Now, if you wouldn't mind, just shoot my agent so I can be free. God damn it. But so, okay, so.
Get me out of this blood pact, please.
Do you have any interest in being religious in any kind of way? I mean,
I don't think I ever have. I think for a long time, I think I was probably more in your camp, James, where I was more spiritual, where I thought there could be something. Mm-hmm. I guess I was more agnostic.
Yeah.
I thought there was the possibility, but I needed proof. And yeah. I think, especially after listening to some of these podcasts I've been listening to, I've come more to the realization that I think I'm more atheist than anything. I don't think there is. I would love to be proven wrong. I would love to know that everybody that I've
met. So you're
kind
of between agnostic and atheist then.
I think I'm more atheist than anything, but
you're between, but you lean more atheist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would love to be proven wrong. I would love to know that my friends and family are waiting in the afterlife, even if I have to burn in hell because I don't believe it, which I think is
no, you're
bullshit.
You're going there. You're
yeah.
Going
oh
there.
No, I already have a one way ticket. Yeah. I already booked my flight.
I'm driving the bus. So
well, I'm flying, so that's all right.
You'd be flying the plane. He will shoot you in the back of the head.
Yeah.
As that plane.
We'll but crash the, right in there.
And again, the whole mentality of atheism, some people see that as well. If you're an atheist, then you're either a bad person or you just don't believe in anything. Like no,
exactly.
I just don't believe that there's a fucking
yeah.
There's some guy that lives.
I believe
a robe,
in the Big Bang.
In a cloud.
I don't believe in a magic bearded.
Prove
robe.
The Big Bang shit. Oh wait. Oh, I'm looking around. Yeah. No.
Oh, we're getting
here.
A call from Neil deGrasse Tyson on
oh,
Skype.
No. I'm not here.
He's just going to come on and go, that shit really happened.
You tell that white fat fuck and his goddamn agent that bullshit fucking happened. You know?
Proof.
My client, Big Jim, would like to retract his statement.
I mean, and again, there's nothing wrong with not believing in religion.
And I don't think it makes...
But it doesn't make you bad.
No, I have morals. I don't have to have religion to have morals.
Where do you keep them?
They're in a vault.
In this box?
Yeah.
Hello.
I keep them in that box.
They're next to his guns.
Oh, so we won't look at them then.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I don't think people have to have religion to be good people.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
It's
fucking brilliant.
There's just a couple lines in the Bible that should be used and should be used all the time. And one of them is, judge not, lest ye be judged.
Why'd you point at me when you said judge not?
Because I'm saving
okay.
Do unto others.
I was going to say, do not kill. I'm oh, sorry.
I mean, these are basic rules for being a good person.
And, that's something that...
Treat people how you want to be treated.
George Carlin broke that shit down so perfectly.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't need to follow an ancient book that, by the way, is fuck. One of the most violent books ever written.
All of
written.
Them are.
It is really hard to jerk off that book. Not impossible, just really hard.
Okay, so,
right, especially with all the begots. There's a lot of begots.
No,
there is a lot of begots.
There's a couple of begots that. Yeah. But no, it boils down to the simple fact that, you know, this book was. I got into an argument with a girl that I used to date when I was in college, and she was a virgin. She was full
a virgin of what?
A virgin.
Oh.
Not a virgin. Well, she was a version of a virgin, but because she would. You know, it's not gonna.
We're talking religion.
Becky, you're welcome. But we got in this whole discussion about the whole, like, you know, she's like, well, I believe the Bible is the word of God. I'm just like, well, then why doesn't it glow in the dark? Why doesn't it hover? Why isn't it, like, why is the Bible, if it's the word of God, and if there's a God that lives out there, and this is his actual words put on a fucking page, why the fuck is it just like a book?
Yeah.
Like every other fucking book that sits the fuck out there.
It's been over 2,000 years since this book has been
And
written.
It's been fucking rewritten and rewritten
and
changed.
And translated.
You have the King James Version, you've got the fucking...
And the translations are totally, wholly inaccurate oftentimes.
Yeah, because it gets changed to fit whoever the fuck is rewriting.
God has a name.
Yeah.
He has several names in the Bible.
I saw fucking The Last Crusade. I know it's Yahweh. It's
Yahweh. That's one of the... Yes,
the J?
Exactly.
Yahweh, Jehovah.
Yep.
Allah? Yeah. Like
depending on your
book. In all honesty, like, you know, every major religion has a major figure in that mentality.
But also, this was born out... This, you know, religion as we know it was born out of time where people worshipped not one, but
many
gods.
Yeah.
Crom.
You know? And I also find it funny that, and it's very egotistical of man to say that God made man in his image, saying that basically man is God.
Well, we're flawed then. So obviously,
well, there's that.
He would be a flawed God.
Yeah. And but God is infallible.
God is everywhere.
How can God be flawed? God is infallible.
Yeah. God is in my genes.
And if he's so infallible, why, when he created heaven and earth and everything, why did he have to rest on the seventh day?
On top of it, because
he was so tired. He's so tired.
He is omnipotent. He would never get tired.
Here's the thing: when you've been omnipotent as long as I have, I'll let you know. You know, it's easy for a couple of days.
So when are you getting crucified for our sins again?
How long is a fucking day? Is it 24 hours?
Yeah.
Is the fucking entire lunar cycle? Is
any
it
moon?
You know, fucking, you know, we're dealing with time and the mentality of how long it takes the Earth to go around the fucking sun. That's what we're basing.
But back then, the sun went around the Earth.
It was pushed by angels, yeah.
Well, and the Earth was flat,
on a giant turtle's back.
I mean, it's before God blew up the balloon that is Earth.
When I realized just how fucking hypocritical, specifically the Catholic faith was.
Post incest.
And again, if you are Catholic and you find faith and strength in the Catholic faith, I'm not trying to dissuade anyone from how they feel.
No, I agree. I'm not trying to say that anybody's wrong because of what they believe
in. Well, James is wrong.
He's always wrong.
Often.
But
what
I'm trying to say is religion can be good for some people, but it does a lot of bad things for people as well.
Well, yeah, it gets...
Wars
acted, it
have
gets
been fought in the name
many,
of religion.
Many, many, many wars.
My high school mascot is...
Jihad!
Not the Lancaster Catholic jihadists. No, it's the... But almost as bad, the Lancaster Catholic Crusaders. The Crusades.
Yeah.
They sent children into wars because they figured, no one's going to kill a fucking child.
They killed
Why
Muslims.
The fuck would you send them in there in the first fucking place?
All ages of Muslims because they were non-believers.
What it boils down to is if there is a fat, black, crippled lesbian in the sky that we call God... And she gave us the
she prefers Shaniqua.
I was just thinking.
How dare you speak for Shaniqua?
Sorry.
My queen.
Shaniqua's name.
My queen. I call her my queen. But no, whatever it is that exists up there, if they give you the right to freedom of existence and then expect you to follow their specific rules, how is that a fucking gift? How is that a right? How is that a freedom? It's not.
And
it's a requirement
and
for life.
In my opinion, if there was a God and he's all powerful, why has
he
done anything?
What's it going to be he?
Or she.
Is it fat, black, crippled?
I would assume
lesbian.
It would be an it because it would be genderless.
I would imagine it was the same chick from Ghostbusters 1 Gozer, the Gozerian, you know, she, you know, she takes many forms. Come on. But no, that was the whole thing that I had back when I was in elementary school. It's like, you know, if you're going to say someone is a creator and he's a god, how the fuck can you say he can do that when only a woman, fucking baby after
life
fuck
comes
baby,
from females.
Comes from fucking women. Yeah. So if you have a woman out there, respect her, worship her. And
she is your god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if her name is Shaniqua, my bad. My bad.
But
I just find that the god represented in the Bible is very bipolar.
Oh, God. By far.
The whole Old Testament.
I love that statement, by the way.
The God is bipolar.
God
is just angry and vengeful. And he's causing. And then the New Testament is
he's forgiving.
He's on ecstasy. Yeah. He's fucking. I love you, man. I love you.
Three sheets of acid into the wind, man.
No shit.
There is a drug called DMT. Yep. I don't know what the God DMT drug stands for. Literally, it's called the God molecule.
It's a mixture. Yeah. That's what the chemical name.
It's a chemical that is created in the brain. So it's not something foreign. It's actually something that your brain creates. Basically, when you die, that's kind of where your brain kind of goes to. But
it produces this
if
chemical.
You're still alive, you can powderize it and then smoke it and then go to this weird fucking place.
Yeah.
And shit kind of makes sense.
And that's why they think a lot of these death visions of people seeing these lights and the gates and stuff are this chemical because it's released near and upon death.
So what I'm saying is if anyone listening to this podcast, I mean, I don't know how deep we're in, like an hour and change. If anyone needs to buy some DMT, talk to James. He's holding right now. He's holding Caulfield.
I got it all from Jim's brain.
But
there's a lot of it in there.
So that's
why that spigot's on the back of his head. Yeah.
Let's say, for example, that the three of us were childhood friends. We grew up, all of our parents got pregnant at the same time. We grew up next door to each other. We experienced everything from birth till now. I don't know how to see life in reality through Bryce's eyes. I don't know how to see life through James's eyes. I can't do that. We're all supposedly unique snowflakes. So based on that, the whole idea of religion is like, okay, your neighbor, your friend, the person that lives next to you, be good to them. Don't fuck them over. Don't kill them. Don't fucking fuck their wife. Don't steal. I don't know why I looked at you at that point. James. Don't fuck their wife, James. But like, just don't be an asshole. Basically,
take his girlfriend out to Motley Crue one time.
I forgot about that.
Until you now. Set it up.
I have two cups that Malia bought.
And
home.
One
anyway.
Girl.
Oh my god! I'm trying to make a serious goddamn. Why the fuck? Why do we even try? Jim, your mouth opens and fail just sort of like falls out. It's weird.
That video did not take off as well.
The dogs are still just very
disappointed.
One girl, two cups.
Wasn't enough girl.
One girl, two reasons to leave. Right there. But no, it boils down to the fact that, like, you know, religion was created because the idea of death is so terrifying that way
people
back in the day.
People needed to create a
they
way.
They needed something to feel comfortable that one day that they'll be, you know, if you believe in, like, the Judeo-Christian mentality, which is, You'll have a mansion that you need to live in heaven.
Well, even before that.
Wait. It gets better. My mansion that I had, as soon as I heard about that shit, I'm just like, my mansion is going to be, like, huge. And it's going to be filled with Doritos.
I Why not,
not
make
even
it out
shitting
of Doritos?
You. I believe, imagine
the
a mansion.
The Durantian.
In the Cool Ranch District. Yes, it is. Hell yes, it fucking is. But imagine, like, just walking into a mansion. And there's just Doritos on the floor, on the ceiling, on the fucking.
It's
on the
great
banisters.
Until you start walking barefoot. And you're
it's like Legos.
You have sandals. You are a Catholic after fucking all. But yeah, as ridiculous as that thought is, that's how ridiculous that mentality is.
Yeah.
When you die, yes, your meat has to go somewhere. We're all organic, you know, individuals.
Yeah.
Dogs, cats, you know, this table. When you die, table. I'm sorry. Well, you're going to that IKEA in the sky, and you know there'll be a family there. They'll buy
there
you.
There won't be extra parts and good directions.
Alan wrenches as far as the eye can see. But
you'll always be missing that one screw.
And that screw is the reason for it's the purpose of life. But yeah, like I said, like it boils down to the fact that the question that exists out there, why are we here, that whole thing, it doesn't matter. You're here because you're here right now.
Yeah. You should live in the here and now.
Exactly.
You should be a good person now. And if there happens to be something, great.
Yeah.
But you're here.
Yeah.
And now. Well, not technically now, because there's technically no now. But
oh, fuck. How much more time do we have? Because, I mean, I want to go off on this whole thing about, like,
I got time.
You got serial killers. Okay, they, in their broken mind of minds, because of some weird genetic, you know, formation in their head, believe that killing people is right. That's what they believe. So when someone that believes that... I'm sorry,
Bane's falling
off. Oh, okay. I thought you were just laughing. I was like, yes, I love serial killers too.
The poor dog, he's like...
He's falling asleep.
Sleeping
on my leg.
These dogs are so fucking...
Yeah,
we have bored the shit out of these animals. Anyway,
sorry,
you know what?
Bane.
Let's do this. We'll save it for another show. Bryce, fucking brilliant fucking concept. Let's save this for next time. Yeah. Can we?
Let's try next week, and we'll pick up where
if Crom allows us.
Crom!
You know, I pray to you, if you're not here now, the hell with you.
But I do want to make one more
point,
because you were talking about religion coming out of a place, because fear of death, essentially.
Yes.
But before God, essentially, there was many gods, and there was always the gods,
the Greeks,
of the underworld.
Yeah. There was a god of lightning, there was a god of thunder.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Kiss wrote a song about that?
For everything... For every little thing, they had a god for.
Yeah, there's like the god of the field and the god of the stream.
Yeah, we're gonna go out and party.
God of life.
In
god
honor
of,
the god of parties.
Yeah.
You know, I'm falling in love honor of the goddess of love.
What is the god of party? What is his name? Bryce, right there. Anyway, so
actually, I thought it was Andrew WK, but okay.
party. Yeah, no, you're absolutely. Yeah, there was a galaxy of gods. I mean, as many stars as there were in the sky.
Yeah, for every star,
they believed there was
a
fucking there was a god. So,
Okay, we're gonna wrap up. We'll pick this up next week, hopefully.
This is a great show. I feel.
Yeah.
Part two.
If you want to book me for any movies with Vin Diesel or Dwayne The Rock Johnson,
my client or Big Jim,
Dana,
would like you to know
Dana the Pebble Johnsonia. And the other guy, Vinny Douchebag.
Van Gasoline.
It's actually Van Dushen.
Superman. But yeah, I'm available. Just saying, you don't have to call me on the phone. Just talk to my agent, James.
My client, Big Jim Willig, would like everyone to know that my client, Big
Jim
Willig,
desperate.
Does not speak for himself.
And we'll come to your house.
It speaks like a robot from
because
space.
My client, Big Jim Willig, is a giver. And he's made up
and
of energy and meat.
Meat and I've got a rump that's good enough for
a
Academy Award
a rump
nominee.
Shaker, if you will.
Was
his milkshake
Ford,
brings
was
all the boys to the yard.
Jesus God.
I hate you all.
He will not cry. My client, Big Jim
Willig, will not cry. You know what? No, fuck this show. There is no God. Because you know what? Because I get to deal with the
Thank you.
Yeah. And
win.
Bryce for the win. There is no next show. Guess what? Tomorrow, the fucking comets fall from the goddamn sky. The earth opens.
The
fucking
scorpion-faced locust horses will come.
The spider clowns, which is basically a spider clown hybrid where it's like a centaur.
Speaking of spiders, did you guys see the new trailer for Civil War?
I did.
That was pretty cool.
It was, but I'm a little upset by what they did to him. But we'll save it for another show.
Let's save it for another show.
Made him a man that got bit by a radioactive spider?
No, it has everything to do with the costume. And the fact that suddenly a mask can emote.
Deadpool much?
Again, we guys are opening fucking cans of fucking whoop ass. We will catch you guys next time. Bryce, love you. James?
Not so much.
You're still here. And thank
you. My client, Big Jim Willig, would like to say to everyone, good night and good luck.
Shalom.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcaster.